I'd like to call the, July meeting of the Motley Wetlands Commission to order. We got Commissioners Leclerc by phone, Commissioner Rashto, Commissioner Bellucci, and me, Commissioner Brush, present. So that's a quorum. First order of business is approval of the minutes of the June 18th regular meeting.
I make a motion to approve the June 18th, 2026 meeting minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Rashto made a motion. Commissioner Bellucci seconded. We have a current phone, so a roll call vote. Commissioner Bellucci, in favor? Commissioner Leclerc?
Approve.
Mr. Rashto?
Approve.
I approve. Motion carries. I think I forgot to do that last month. I'm supposed to do that. No public hearings, no show cause hearings, and remarks from the public not related to the agenda. Any remarks from the public not related to the agenda? Any remarks from the public not related to the agenda? Okay, old business, 26 IWC 428 Fire Street, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant Mark DeRozier, great activities to make repairs to driveway in the wetlands and up in the review area.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On July 15, 2026, a fully executed revised wetland restoration plan prepared by Boundaries LLC was received and forwarded to the town soil scientist and engineer for his reviewing comments. That is what's here on the easel, and I've highlighted sections which I'll go over with you. The plan includes notes from the applicant soil scientist, Richard Snarski, to include the following. Those items are highlighted in yellow on this plan. Provide an additional 37 plus or minus linear feet of sediment fence at edge of water prior to the removal of fill. Remove silt and sediment to elevation of the adjacent wetland 450 plus or minus square feet to a finished grade of 164.8 plus or minus. Removal of silt, sediment, and fill to be conducted to minimize disturbance of existing underlying native soil. Plant wetland plants 1 foot off center to include soft rush, soft stem bulrush, wool grass as specified in the upper right portion of the plan. The plan also includes notes from the applicant's professional engineer, John Martucci, which are highlighted in blue on the plan, to include the following. Install proposed embankment drainage system to include two 24-inch by 24-inch by 17-foot cast-in-place concrete blocks with 6 feet between to allow for proper site drainage. Bottom of drainage course elevation to match invert elevation of 164.8 plus or minus as specified on the left portion of the plan. Regrade and or restore gravel driveway to eliminate stormwater runoff to adjacent inland wetland areas. The plan further states the following, and this is all in orange highlighted on the plan. During the period of construction, the applicant will be responsible for, quote, the installation and maintenance of all erosion and sediment control measures. Said measures shall be inspected weekly and after each rainstorm with greater than a half an inch of rainfall in a 24-hour period. Accumulated deposits of sediment and silt shall be periodically removed from the upstream side of the erosion and sediment control barriers and upon establishment of establishment of permanent vegetative cover. Such materials removed shall be spread and stabilized in non-wetland areas and are not subject to erosion and are not to be paved or built upon. The sediment fence and other erosion and sediment control measures shall be repaired, cleaned, and/or replaced as necessary throughout the construction period until final grading and stabilization has been completed, end quote. The applicant agrees that, quote, all temporary fill, storage, or stockpile areas shall be properly stabilized to prevent erosion and suitably contained to prevent turbid runoff. All areas affected by temporary fills must be restored to their original contours and revegetated with suitable vegetation prior to the completion of construction, end quote. The applicant has indicated, quote, disturbance of the land shall be limited to the minimum extent necessary to complete the proposed work. All existing trees and shrubs shall be conserved where possible, except those whose removal is required to perform the proposed work, end quote. The applicant finally states that, quote, all activities shall be in conformance to and consistent with all applicable water quality standards and management practices as set forth by local, state, and federal agencies, end quote. Comments from the town soil scientist and town engineer dated July 15, 2026 were received and forwarded to the applicant for his response. A copy of those are attached to your staff report. Staff spoke with the town engineer, who has agreed that these comments could be made conditions of approval if the commission so chose, and staff would recommend same. A simple statement signed and sealed by each of the professionals would suffice. If they could or would not certify that the proposed crossing would not adversely impact the wetland systems or the peak flow rates and volumes downstream of the crossing, then no permit should be issued and or the proposed crossing should be reconstructed. The alternative would be to deny this application and require the applicant to reapply, or if he chose not to reapply, then this commission could hold a show cause hearing, as this is still an active wetlands violation. As a reminder, the applicant had already requested a 65-day extension of time, which expires on July 27, 2026. Late this afternoon, I did receive a call from John Martucci, who is the applicant's engineer. He indicated that he would be willing to provide a certification, but unfortunately, he's in the middle of a move, and his computer is down, so he could not provide anything to me until at least Sunday. I did explain to him that should the commission so choose to approve this with conditions, that I felt that one day next week would be suffice for him to provide that, as long as we had it in the office before July 26th, the day before the extension of time has lapsed.
Well, if we approve it with these conditions, first of all, we can't really do it in 2 weeks because they got that. Well, no, that's not a problem. But if we approve with these conditions, as long as they don't start to work before the...
Well, you won't get the permit until the conditions have been met.
Right.
So once I get the letter...
What I'm saying is, I agree there's plenty of time for them to get it. Like, I think it wouldn't matter... If it would matter if you got it before the 26th or not. I think you would have to get it by the 26th, yeah.
Right.
Which is doable, but just not today, I get it.
Right.
All right. And that was the engineer? Did you hear from...
I did not hear from the soil scientist. I did not hear from Mr. Schnarski as of yet. And Mr. DeRosa is here, should the commission have any questions for him. And I did include a motion in the staff report, a motion to approve with conditions. And just as a reminder, if the commission chooses to deny the application, they must state the reasons for denial.
Right. Looks like everything's there.
The first condition,
are you looking at the comments from the town?
No, I'm looking at saying that the guy has to say that the driveway crossing will not adversely impact the system upstream and downstream. That could be interpreted pretty broadly, because you could argue that any change is going to impact it.
Mm-hmm. And I did mention
natural,
that,
you know,
so. I did mention that to the town engineer, and he said these are very common things for an engineer or soil scientist to have to give a certification to.
Yeah, there's a better word for. Sorry, again, the not adversely impact what?
Basically, it's stating that that driveway crossing.
Then we would have to look at it, and if it was something pretty minor, I don't think we'd hold to it. So the wetland restoration plan. When would the work be done? We have a
Mr. Droja, can you come to the podium, please?
Mark DeRosa, 428 Fire Street.
Yeah, when do you think the work is going to be done?
Well, I'm waiting for the water level to go down.
Yeah.
To the right elevation, and I'm thinking it'll probably be done in August. I gotta plan it according to the.
Yeah. So this will be done.
In a dry.
It's got to be done in the dry season.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else clean?
No, it's pretty straightforward. Finally.
All right. Good. And
all right, I'd like to make a motion. After giving the consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville and the Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 26IWC3 for 28 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark Desrosier. For regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding per the application and associated documents submitted on February 20th, 2026 and plan entitled Topography Survey Wetland Restoration Plan prepared for Mark Desrosier and Alexandra Cortez Rodriguez, 428 Fire Street, Montville, Connecticut, dated July 26th, 2026 with the following conditions of approval. Number one, that the applicant's soil scientist certify in writing, signed, and sealed that the driveway crossing as proposed will not adversely impact the wetland system upstream or downstream. Number two, that the applicant's professional engineer certify in writing, signed, and sealed that the driveway crossing as proposed will not adversely impact peak flow rates and volumes downstream of the crossing. And number three, these certifications must be received prior to July 26, 2026. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
I second.
Any discussion? All right. This will be the last for this one. Can we do a roll call vote? Commissioner Lucci?
Approve.
Commissioner LeClaire?
Approve.
Mr. Resto?
I approve.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, B, 26 Avenue, 163 to 2W Garage, and on Montville for regulated activities for a roadway improvement project.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. This time staff has no new comments. I did present the my staff comments at our last meeting in June. Darren Hayward of CLA is here on behalf of the town of Montville should the commission have questions about the project or if you would like him to give an overview of the project or the application. He's prepared to do so.
I'd like from him a quick overview because I wrote here last time.
Okay.
Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Darren Hayward. I work for CL Engineers, and we are representing the town of Montville's DPW department, who is the applicant for this permit application. The department is proposing to rehabilitate the final portion of Maple Avenue from Route 136 at its northern limits. Sorry, 186.
163.
I apologize. 163 to the DPW garage to the south. The distance is just over a mile. And the roadway is in pretty poor shape after several years of work to replace utilities within the roadway. The project involves a combination of full-depth reclamation where the road's condition is at its worst, which is at the south end of the project, and milling and overlaying of the surface course towards the north. New catch basin tops will be installed, and existing guardrail will also be replaced. This is a rehabilitation project in kind. There's no change to the alignment, no increased impervious areas proposed. Drainage patterns will not be changed, so this is considered a maintenance project. We identified two inland wetland systems present within the limits of the project. The first is located at the northwestern limits, where Maple Avenue follows the outline of Rockland Pond, and the other lies in a low-lying portion in the middle of the project. All the wetlands drain to Oxaboxa Brook, which is a tributary of the Thames River. The functional assessment of the wetlands and their hydrology was detailed in the wetland report that was prepared by our certified soil scientist, Mr. Robert Russo. All the work will be performed on or from the roadway, and no direct impact to either of those wetlands is proposed. Where the work is in proximity of the wetlands and within the upland review area, the risk of sediment transport from the roads to those wetlands will be mitigated by installation of inlet inserts at the catch basins and compost socks downgrading of the work. If these devices are installed in accordance with our design site plans, we do not anticipate the proposed work to have any impact on the functionality of the nearby wetlands. The project is currently out to bid. The contract is expected to be awarded this summer, with construction commencing shortly thereafter. Does the commission have any questions for me?
Are the catch basins being replaced? Are they going to they're going to be there to catch sand and stuff? They're going to be deep enough.
Yeah. So there's an existing drainage system in Maple. The town last year went through and replaced some of the catch basin tops. So all we're talking about is the frame and grates, not the actual structure itself. The structures aren't going to be replaced. They're in good shape. So it's just what you see on the surface, the concrete frame and the steel grate.
Oh, okay. All right. And it's essentially the along the side of the rock and pond is mostly, the work is mostly paving and putting in the new guardrail there.
Yeah, there's two types of guardrail there. They're both in pretty poor shape. There's a metal beam guardrail, and there's some wire guardrail there as well. Both of them are fairly old. They've been impacted multiple times. So we're replacing that entire length along with a new W beam.
Those in?
Yeah, they just drive it in
from
the roadside.
Okay.
Yep.
No, that's, again, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'd like to make a motion after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 26-IWC-9, Maple Avenue, Montville, Connecticut, owner-applicant, Town of Montville, for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the roadway improvement project. Per the application and associated documents submitted on June 11, 2026, and plan entitled Maple Avenue Improvement Project, Route 163 to DPW Garage, dated June 9, 2026. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
I second.
Any questions? It's like a big deal. Roll call vote.
Approve.
Priscilla Clare.
Approved.
Rosto.
Approve.
I approve it. Motion carries unanimously. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
No new business?
None.
Wow.
No correspondence?
None.
No other business? No executive session. Need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Oh, thank you, Jess. Jessica beat you to it.
Waiting in
well,
the
thanks, way. Everyone, for coming. See you next month.
All right.
Have a nice one. Bye-bye.